Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is a 2-0 NLCS lead for the Dodgers. There is a 2-0 ALCS lead for the Astros. Are they on a collision course? Well, let's ask Jeff Nelson, former reliever, current host, MLB on TuneIn, as you see him on TV all over the place, at NYNelly43. Jeff, thanks for joining us tonight, my friend.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Are these series over, or are they just beginning?
No, 2-0, I wouldn't think so. You know, both teams, the Cubs and the Yankees, are heading home. The Yankees play very well at home, the best record in the American League. I wouldn't think that they would get swept. The Cubs are a different team from last year. You know, I don't think their pitching is as strong, and they're not hitting. But the Dodgers are a different team as well. They're a lot better, and they have a chip on their shoulder saying, hey, we wanted this rematch. You know, I think the Dodgers wind up clinching it in Chicago. I think it only goes five. I think the Yankees have the potential to go a little bit further.
Why are the Dodgers just that dominant this year, or are the Cubs just kind of maybe out of gas?
No, I think it's both. I don't know if the Cubs are out of gas. If you look at the Cubs last year and you look at their pitching, their starters were a little bit better. Their bullpen was iffy. I mean, Madden went through that bullpen like it was nothing, you know, trying to find guys to get outs. And it went to seven games. I mean, they don't have Chapman down there. And Wade Davis is a good closer, but he's got a lot of mileage on him right now, and I think he can be hit. And he has been hit. I mean, they needed, what, six outs out of him to get to the NLCS.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just don't think they're that dominant anymore. You know, Lester doesn't go four innings. I mean, that's what he went like today. And you know, it's a different team. And they're not hitting. Bryant's really struggling. You have Rizzo's really struggling. They play nice and easy because they won last year. And I think that's one of the reasons why they beat the Nationals, but I don't see them beating the Dodgers.
Okay, I think I have an idea how you're going to answer this, considering you're a base guy who used to pitch, and you're a guy who used to pitch in the 90s, but I'm going to ask. Yasiel Puig's bat flip, are you a fan or no?
No, you know what? It's different now. It's a different game. And you know what? You never saw that when we played. You know, occasionally you would see it. But it wasn't, you know, most of the time you would see guys that would stand at home plate or walk a little bit off a home plate like they're, you know, going to first base and watch it a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
But you never saw the bat flips. It's just, you know, it's the moment now. You had Bautista with the bat flip last year when he was with the Blue Jays. And, you know, you can understand because it's an emotional game, and especially playoff time. It's an adrenaline release. I don't think they do it to show up anyone. It's just in the moment. You know, to me, it's not a big deal anymore. You know, you have to embrace, I guess, today's game. You have to embrace the fun that these guys are having, and I think it's great. And, you know, if they want a bat flip, it's fine. The pitchers can pump their fist. I mean, everybody's yelling every time they get a base hit. I mean, you never used to see that either. So it's definitely different. But, you know, I don't mind because I like the emotion. This is a very stressful time. I mean, it just wears you down. I mean, just watching the game when you're on both teams, it just wears you down. So, I don't mind it. I like it.
Okay, then take me back. Somebody does that against the 1997 New York Yankees. What happens to them the next at bat?
Well, they probably get their, you know, jersey. The back of the jersey is going to have dirt on it.
Yeah.
You know, even Anthony Rizzo coming off the other day, I think it was in the division series against the Nationals, and he's yelling, "Respect me!" I'm like, "Come on now!" I mean, well, what is that? You know, that just didn't go. It just didn't happen in our day. I mean, even when somebody stood there and watched it a little longer than normal, you know, they might get it up and in the next time. It just doesn't happen now. But I do like the emotion. You look at the Yankees and how they have the little camera in the dugout. And, you know, watch every time somebody gets a hit. What are they doing? They're pointing to the dugout. And they're doing some kind of sign, or they're, you know, they're yelling and screaming out on the bases. you know, great. I mean, because that's the way the game is now. I mean, it just didn't happen when we played.
We have Jeff Nelson joining us on the show, former reliever, MLB on TuneIn. Follow him on Twitter, at NYNelly43. Real quick, Boston is going to interview, I believe it's Alex Cora. Did you think it was the right move to move away real quick from John Farrell?
Well, it's a shame that it's a shame that any manager gets the blame for how the team plays, because it's the guys on the field that ultimately decide whether you win or lose. And they, you know, sometimes you just want to make a switch. I had a feeling that was coming. Once they lost, they got swept against the Indians last year in the playoffs, and then all of a sudden they lose this year against the Astros in four games. You know, sometimes when you have a team like a contending team every single year, and the Red Sox, you know, seem to think they're going to contend every single year, and they normally do. It's time to make a change. I could see it happen. I think Alex Cora, I played with his brother, Joey, for a number of years. He was my teammate in Seattle, and I played against him. I think he is a great baseball mind, and I think he would fit anywhere. There's some openings around the major leagues in the managerial spot, and I think any one of those he would be great in. I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised with John Farrell. You saw some mistakes that he made. I don't know how much the players liked him. You know, they may have. I've never played for him. I know he's a smart guy. He's always a good pitching coach when he was in the major leagues. And I saw it happening. I saw it coming.
Jeff, is the game getting worse at the peril of maybe getting the millennials into it just because, or maybe the game is just changing naturally and there's nothing I can do. So maybe that's not a fair comment, because I'm watching game 5 the other night of the ALDS, Yankees Indians, and there are 30 strikeouts between the two teams. And it seems like it was a couple of games. Now, maybe this is postseason baseball in the 2000s and I should just come with the times. Tell me this, because it looks like it's either just a fast pitch, it's getting worse, or it's just a fast pitch home run derby.
Well, I mean, you have over 6,000 home runs this year. You set a record in home runs. You set a record in strikeouts. You know, the strikeout seems to be no big deal anymore. And again, when we played, it was a big deal. You know, when I first came up, and this was a long time ago, I mean, you had to have numbers as far as hitting for average to be able to stay in the major leagues or even get to the major leagues. Now, because of the money and the draft picks, they push guys up and they say, okay, once you get drafted in the, you know, top 10 rounds, you're going to be in the big league somehow, because they're going to have to get something out of you with the money they spent.
Yeah.
It's just the way it happens. I mean, you look at Aaron Judge, you look at Sanchez. Judge, 19 strikeouts and 30 at-bats in the postseason. Sanchez, 15 and 32 at-bats. To me, it seems like if we pitch now, it'd be a lot easier. You're seeing some of these ERAs in the ones and the twos for relievers during the season. It's just the way it is. I mean, you see shifts. We never had shifts. You know, we had guys that our hitters knew how to hit to both fields. You know, you could never shift on a hitter because they would, you know, use that hole. They weren't proud, or they didn't have an ego about, hey, you're shifting me. I'm still going to try to pull the ball. I'm still going to try to put it in the seats. You know, they would take that base hit or the double down the line. It's just a different game. You know, it's just the way it is now. I think fans love the fact that you have offense, and that's what you got this year. You had the boatload of home runs. The ball was flying. The ball was, if you want to say it was juiced, which I probably think it was, you had a lot of reasons with the pitchers getting blisters. Some of the balls weren't sinking as well, and the ball was flying out of the ballpark. So it's just the way it is now. You know, I think a fan just has to, if you like offense, you're getting it, and that's what you're going to see. And you're just going to have to accept the strikeouts, because that's going to happen.
You won 4 World Series. Where are your rings right now?
I have one with me. You know, I was in Houston with the Yankees, covering the Yankees and the Astros, and now I'm in Chicago. So I'll wear that. I'll wear the 2000 one, the one we beat the Mets. The other ones are in the safe.
Do you ever wear all 4 of them at once?
I know. I should one time, because everybody says, oh, you got to come out one time with them. And actually, we have two from one. Yeah, we have two from 1 year. And with 99, we have two of them. We have the one that the team gave us. And then Roger Clemens, that was his first World Series ring ever. So he went and had one made for the team, like the 25 guys that were on the roster. So we have two that year, so I could wear all five if I wanted. But no, I don't wear them that often. You know, on special occasion if I'm in New York or whatever, or during the postseason.
How difficult is it to be a relief pitcher in the postseason?
You know, it's for me when I played, it was difficult watching. It wasn't difficult pitching. You know, you watch and the stress and it's just where, like I said, it just wears you out. You know, if I watched and I didn't get to get in that game during the postseason, you're just exhausted. You're mentally exhausted at the end of the game because you're on the edge of your seat all the time. For me, I had to pitch. I wanted to be out there every single moment because at least I had some control. Yeah, it's stressful, but it's fun, man. It was a lot of fun, and I loved getting in there. I wanted to help my team win as much as possible. It's a stressful time, but I thought it was fun.
I got just about a minute left, Jeff. Who's going to win the World Series?
Oof. Oh, man, I would love to see the Yankees be in it because Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs would be a great, great matchup. I've watched the Houston Astros and seeing Keuchel and Verlander just mow through the Yankees right now, and I think the Yankees are a little tired. You know, I might say the Astros.
All right, Jeff, I thank you very, very much. I like that pick. Take care, my friend, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you again.
Okay, thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.